It's August 8th, 1 a.m. How have you been? Me? I'm embarrassed to say I have bronchitis again. This is like week three now with it, or almost week three. Obviously, my lungs are compromised. That started a long time ago in Berlin when I used to jog in the freezing cold weather, thinking I was invincible, and that apparently hurt my lungs a little bit, and now they're fragile. So any little thing sets off my bronchitis, but it didn't help getting COVID this past September 2022. I got COVID at the end of September, and I caught it in the hospital, actually. I think I mentioned that before. And then the COVID turned into pneumonia, and that turned into bronchitis. So I was coughing from like late September to February. And then I had a couple months where it was okay. And then the Canadian wildfires, kind of that smoke triggered my lungs again. And I don't know, fucking so tired of taking antibiotics. I'm just walking up the street here because I thought I saw a dead skunk in the road. And if it is, I'm going to pull the little creature out of the road so he can be buried in a dignified manner rather than getting splattered all over the street, which is horrible. I hope it's not a skunk. I don't like to see any animals splattered on the street, except lantern flies. They're not animals. They're an invasive species from China. Guess what? It's not a skunk. Thank God. It's just a paper box. I thought it was a skunk tail I saw. I'm so happy. Yay, no dead skunk. Because I did see a skunk in my yard like 2 days ago in the morning. A really wide skunk. He was drinking out of my little water pail or whatever, and my cats were looking out the window. And so now I know that I have a skunk hanging around. I was happy to just see that it's not a dead one. I'm trying to burp quietly because I'm outside and it's 1 a.m. However, okay, so I have a third cat now. Maggie and Candy seemed to be bored. And Desmond didn't really like the fact that he was outnumbered. Too much estrogen in the house. Me, Candy, Maggie. So it was like three against one. Three women, one male. So I got him a male cat. He was asking for a ginger male. Pardon. So now we have, he's not full ginger. He's like a spotted tabby ginger. I mean, he's got big areas of his body in ginger tiger form, but he's mostly white with some added ginger. Okay. And I named him Tucker. So now we have Tucker. He's massive, not fat, tall. And I'm guessing he's about 18 months. I mean, my lovely friend and assistant Ella, who found me Candy, had her eyes open for me and spotted this beautiful cat for us and said, I found the perfect cat for you. And she did. She did find the perfect cat. But on the paperwork, it says he's 1 year old. And she said, I don't think he's 1 year old. And I also don't think he's 1 year old because he's too big. And just the way he acts, I'm guessing he's like 18 months. So he's more playful and silly than Candy. Candy's 2.5, almost 3, and Maggie is 3. So here comes this young, silly, tall. See how I keep coughing? That's why I haven't been doing podcasts. Who the fuck wants to listen to that? We have a beautiful third cat. And this is, now it's day 7. August 8th, it's day 7. No, it's not. We got him on Wednesday, and now it's Tuesday. So it's day 6 of having Tucker. And he's a big baby. Like, he wants to be held all the time. He's so cute. But he's not little. He weighs 12 pounds, maybe more. I got to get him on a scale. On the paperwork, it says he's 12 pounds. But he's huge. And they said he has red eyes, but they look more like a deep Coca-Cola caramel color to me. He's very curious and wild. He runs around the house like my sister calls it zoomies when cats get that burst of energy late at night and they run around the house for no reason. She calls it zoomies. So he's always trying to get the girls to join him in the zoomies. Candy's not having it. She's like, fuck you. And Maggie seems to like him. It's not going to be long before they're buddies. I love cats. Maybe someday when Desmond's grown up, maybe I'll be more of a dog person, but dogs just need and deserve much more care than I can give them, like much more attention. I give the cats lots of care. I just don't have the attention to give them. Cats take care of themselves. They amuse themselves. They are independent. Dogs, they need a lot of attention. Every time you eat, they sit there and watch you eat, making you feel bad for eating. They're like, it's like having another kid, and I can't do that right now. So that's why we have cats. I love all animals. Oh, but some people are cat people and some people are dog people. At this time, oh my God, someone's on the wrong side of the street. It's not London, buddy. Okay. And my book, I'm telling you, it's not going to be long before it's done. We've been cranking it out. My co-writer, Sandra, she's not like writing anything. What she's doing is she takes the podcast that I have spoken, records it, and transcribes it into text, and then emails it to me. Sorry if this wind is annoying. She emails it to me, and then I edit it to make sure there's no mistakes, spelling mistakes, and so on. And she also went through all of my blogs. She scoured my blogs, which unfortunately I really stopped doing in like 2011 and 12 because of that big scandal with the president of Georgia, Mikhail Saakashvili, who's in jail now, by the way. When that happened, I kind of slowed down writing blogs because I was scared. I didn't want to get anybody else in trouble or whatever. Why are there so many cops and ambulance? Something must be happening in my little town. I might as well go look. That's an ambulance. Anyway, so she went and scoured my blog, which was like from 2002 or 3 until 2012. And she pulled some of the stories, refreshing my memory, and I filled in the holes. And now I'm going to start back speaking. This is just an update podcast. Next one's going to be book part 8, I think it is. I can't remember. I have to go look. And I'm going to start talking more about my life in Germany and stuff. Oh, just want to get it all out so I could just be a farmer or something. And my voice is better than I'll do. We're going to get it done. I'm telling you, within a year, the book's going to be out. And then I'll feel so much better. Because having all of this information, all these stories, all these pictures, and all the stuff just floating about makes me feel like I have unfinished business. Oh, so the cops are all outside of this bar. Several cop cars and an ambulance. Does it look like someone's on the ground? They're probably going to say, keep moving, miss. You know, I'm very curious. I have to see what's going on. And another thing, amazed and proud to tell you the house I've been renting for the last 6 years now belongs to me and Desmond. I never thought I would be settled down enough to own a house. But my landlord basically told me in April, I want to sell the house, so either buy it or get out. I mean, he was a nice guy. He didn't say it in a mean way. There's somebody laying on their back on the sidewalk right now. I'm just going to walk by, minding my own business. I hope they're okay. Looks like a woman. There's a woman on her back on the sidewalk, and they're putting her on a stretcher. Probably drank too much. One good thing, oh God, must be trash day tomorrow. Fuck. One good thing about me being on antibiotics and now with the bronchitis, there's no chance of me going out to karaoke or having a shot of vodka. Keep in mind, I do not have shots. What I do is I measure the amount of alcohol, if I have alcohol, in a shot glass. I want one shot of vodka, put it in a big glass with water, and then I fill the rest of the glass with lime juice. So it's one shot of vodka, shitloads of water, and a lime. That's my drink. That's the only alcohol I drink. Never going to try any other alcohol. Don't give a fuck about it. But I can't handle any apathy at all. It's just go, 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 go all the time. What's going on now with the cops? I noticed in my town that the cop cars are no longer white and black or white and blue, whatever the fuck it is. They're all like undercover now because thanks to the news telling everybody every day that the police need to be defunded and so on, you know, who can blame them? They want to be kind of hidden. They don't want to be targets. I feel bad for them. I need police. I want to be safe. So just putting that out there. I back the blue. As long as they don't turn on us ordinary citizens, that's fine. So I'm just gonna keep walking here. I came, I saw, I left. The woman's alive. She probably just, like I said, drank too much. Don't do it. Disgusting. Anyhow, yeah, so the landlord said, buy it or get out. My very, very dear friend, Brandon, who's also my dentist, did me a favor, and he co-signed for me because my credit score is amazing. I just don't look that good on paper. It's kind of messy since the pandemic. So he did me a really big favor and co-signed for me. You know, I couldn't even get my own dad to do that. I mean, the dad who raised me, my dad. I was like, I asked him before the pandemic, could you co-sign for me so I can buy? He's like, no, no. Because my stepmother put a kibosh on that. She's like, no, no, no. No, no, no. And I just couldn't get anyone I know, all these rich people I know, to co-sign for me. That doesn't mean I'm asking anyone for money. All it means is when you co-sign for someone, it means I trust Dot. I know Dot pays her bills. Her credit score is 812. So I vouch for her. So basically, I couldn't get anyone to vouch for me except Brandon, probably my closest friend at this point. I mean, I see him more than anyone else. He will soon be 76. And me and Desmond love Brandon. He's a super nice guy. He's kind of like a dad, another dad for me and a granddad for Desmond. We're buddies, okay? Buddies. And he co-signed for me and boom. I'll tell you one thing. Rent was $1,000 cheaper than mortgage. Saying it wrong. Mortgage, mortgage. I can't fucking say it. Anyhow, but Ooh, is that an animal? Hang on, what is this on the Oh, a dead pigeon? Oh no. Fucking hell. My poor baby. Oh. I want to put him in the grass so he can decompose. That's sad. God, I hate seeing dead animals. Wow. Oh. There's a lot of dead birds lately. Oh. I love birds. Poor boy. Poor boy. Rest in peace. If I had gloves, I would. I don't know how. I don't want to touch him, but he needs to be on the grass so he can decompose. Maybe I'll just scoot him with my foot. Poor guy. Yeah, so I'm a homeowner. Can you believe it? I can't believe it. It's amazing. So I really got to do the grind, to keep up the mortgage. I don't want to. Oh God, this poor pigeon. I hope he's not bloody. Oh God. Oh. All right, I'm just rolling him over to the grass, which I feel horrible about doing. I'm so sorry, dude. You're dead, but you need to be, in the grass. Fuck. Ah. Okay, he's off the cement now. Yeah. The grind. Massage business is at a standstill right now. I'm telling you, I'm doing a lot of hiring, but there's not much massage business. A, people are afraid of massage because of the pandemic still. B, in the summer, there's a lot of music festivals, but people don't want massages backstage. I mean, they don't want to pay for massage backstage at festivals. Because why? They get everything free. Backstage at a festival, it's nothing more than a meet and greet for everybody. All the bands want to meet the other bands. There's lots of press. There's really no time for massage. But if there's anything backstage, it's free. Free haircuts, free makeup, to get your face done, free drinks, free food. No one's going to pay for massage. And we're not doing massages for free anymore. That shit's over since 1994. And well, I mean, I hate to say that's not true. Sometimes I give the occasional free massage, but my team doesn't go backstage and work for free. And I think when the fall comes, it's going to be busy again. But right now, plus the economy. Okay? Don't listen to the news when they say, oh, there's lots of new jobs. No, there's not. A lot of places were closed down and a lot of, oh, there's the skunk. Hello. Oh, he's a baby one. Oh, hello. Oh, don't spray me, dude. No. You good girl. Hello. Hello. Aren't you cute? Oh, that's a cutie. That was a cute one. I would love to have a pet skunk. What was I saying? I can feel like Dr. Doolittle out here on this walk. I forgot what I was saying. In the fall, okay, yeah, forget the news when they say there's a lot of new jobs. That's not true. A lot of people's jobs were axed because of the pandemic, and now they're getting those jobs back. So there's not new jobs. That's a fucking lie. Yeah, they just convenient. And when they say there's lower crime, that's also a lie. Because most of the district attorneys and police stations in America are told not to process the crimes. Bring them in, don't arrest them, don't log it. So they're not counting the crimes. So obviously it appears that there's less crimes. That's not true. There's shitloads of crime. Crime has skyrocketed. It's so scary. I will not even go into Manhattan at all. Nothing, not happening. Wicked scary, and I live 6 miles north of Manhattan. I'm not going there. Hell to the no. I'm still keeping my calm and my sanity and my happiness. I'm still loving life, and I'm focusing on my health, my son, cats, the house, all that stuff. I don't listen to the news as much as I used to. I listen to like an hour a day of selected information. And none of the news I listen to is mainstream. I don't give a fuck. They're lying. Yeah, so that's what's going on. Health, not so good. Good news, the house and the cat, and Desmond's healthy. And my daughter, Jasmine, just got out of her cancer rehabilitation clinic in former Eastern Germany, which would be considered the East now, but obviously Germany's just Germany. She was there for a month, I think, because unfortunately she had thyroid cancer. They removed it. And Germany takes such good care of people. If you're a German citizen and you have health insurance, they take really good care of you. So I'm happy that she's there. I'm really happy that Jasmine's in Germany because they take such good care of the people. And she every day got up early, did yoga, breathing, eating super, super clean and healthy, sleeping a lot. And can't wait to talk to her. But she wasn't even like accepting calls for a month because, they had to concentrate on healing. And yeah, so every night me and Desmond pray for her that she's cancer free. It's only 34. It's so horrific. Let's just keep praying for Jasmine. I don't think I could handle losing a kid. I would just have to check out. I don't know. I can't. I don't even want to think about it. Just stop. No. And Desmond has turned out to be, he's going to be 11. Oh, August 20th. He's very, 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 very challenging. He's a wild one, like that Iggy Pop song. I'm a wild one. He's a very stubborn Leo. He's the boss. He wants to argue. He wants to debate and argue about every single thing. Desmond, it's time to take out the recycling. There's a bumblebee outside. Desmond, let's go to the beach. I don't want to go to the beach. Desmond, let's go to the playground. I don't want to go to the beach. Oh my God. I'm telling you, it is an uphill battle, but that's my job as a mom. I'm handling it. I just hope that he goes the right path in life and doesn't just go out into life thinking he's above the rules, he's above the law, he can make his own rules. It's wicked hard, man. It's wicked hard. I love him to death, but he is so difficult. Sorry, the lockdown, the pandemic, it really fucked up kids so bad. It isolated them, and along with the internet, which isolates them further. It's a really whole different ball game than raising a kid in the 90s, for example. And Desmond does not have unbridled access to the internet. Like, I don't let him have a smartphone or an iPad whenever he wants. I have a passcode on all that shit. And he's only allowed to even have the internet when the sun goes down. In the summer, it's when the sun goes down. In the winter, it'll be like after 8 p.m. And then it's very monitored. He's not allowed to have TikTok. I limit how much YouTube he can watch. So, yeah, I got my eye on him, I'm telling you. And even though his dad has been out of his life most of his life, I'd say that his dad has missed 85% of Desmond's life. I'm still not bitter, friendly to him. Whenever he wants to see Desmond, he's definitely allowed. I've never ever prevented him access to seeing his son. However, Desmond's the one who's got the axe to grind. Desmond's bitter. And it's so weird that I'm the peacekeeper, even though I'm the one that got shit on. I'm like, Desmond, be nice to your dad. I hate him. Fuck him. And all that. I'm like, no, do not talk that way. Because you don't know when he's going to get in an accident and you'll never see him. Don't ever say that. No, fuck him. I'm like, don't swear. So, oh, I'm sorry for yawning, but fucking tired, man. I wish someone would just come and be my mom and be like, okay, don't worry. Go take a nap, sweetheart. I'll take care of the baby. Yeah, but that's never gonna happen. I'm fucking tired. So yeah, it feels so good though to just rise above the bullshit, you know? I have no time to be bitter against anyone. I just don't. So I say to Desmond, that's your ally. Your father is your ally. I'm older. I'm 55 now. If something happens to me, I don't want Desmond to be alone in this world. He needs to be friendly to his dad so his dad can take care of him. You know? Come on. I don't understand parents who keep their kids from the other parents out of spite. That's super, super bad karma. Never, ever do that. It's evil. I mean, unless the other parent is a physical violent threat, there's no way you should keep them from the other parent. You know? It's always better to take the high road. So yeah, that's what's going on. There's no social life really. I have a social media life where I'm posting videos of me killing lantern flies. Please look it up and don't accuse me of being mean for killing lantern flies. It says all over the internet you're supposed to kill them because they're invasive and they kill our trees. And I don't go out. And I just work. Work, 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 work. Work on the team, work on the book, work around the house. I'm a fucking cleaning lady, cook, shopping extraordinaire. And I can't even talk. I occasionally massage, like barter. This guy, a tree surgeon, cut down some threatening branches from my giant tree, really big threatening branches. And instead of charging me the $1,200, I'm gonna massage him whenever he needs a back massage, you know? So I'm back to the whole bartering thing. That's how it should be. You know, if your hairdresser wants to do your hair, you massage them, and so on and so on. I mean, if you have something to barter with, I'd love to have a whole team of construction workers at my house to barter with, actually. I need someone to do my back deck. I need someone to paint. Someone to tile my bathroom. I mean, not the whole bathroom, just the bathtub. Like, if anyone out there wants to barter, fucking, I'm game. Or give me a discount or something. That's awesome. And like Brandon said, you don't own a house, the house owns you. He's right. But the plan would be to just be in this house for a few more years until maybe I can sell it and earn something, and then move to Newport, Rhode Island. My favorite place in America is still Newport, Rhode Island. I am so happy when I'm there. My heart belongs there. I just love Newport. Something special about it. That's the long-term plan, to be in Newport. Yes, it's freezing in the winter, but I like to be cold. Got that polar bear skin. I'm not a beach person. I mean, I can handle the beach from 4 p.m. onwards for maybe an hour because I'm so white that I'm almost transparent. I look like Casper the Friendly Ghost. Always. I'm just babbling at this point. You're probably bored. Probably checking your Twitter feed as you listen to this. I can't blame you. But I felt the need to check in and drop some verbs, tell you what's up. Next time I talk on here, it's going to be book part, whatever the next number is. We're going to get it done. See you then.